the Manchester Mill Rats, the Concord Quarry Dogs, the New Hampshire Thunderloons, all actual teams that played in New Hampshire. Writer Ray Carbone has been looking into this state's wild, weird, and wonderful history of minor league sports. He told me that one team name he hasn't been able to get his head around.
The Nashua Millionaires. Because sports teams usually pick nicknames that are somehow associated with their location. The only thing I could think of is I think they might have been a team that was located someplace that was more notable for its wealth, like, for instance, Newport, Rhode Island, that then relocated to Nashua.
As for the minor league basketball team known as the Thunderloons?
It was, I think, in the 80s, not too long after On Golden Pond came out. And so the association of loons in New Hampshire was in everybody's mind. But it was just too tranquil sounding a word. So you had to put Thunderloons in front of it.
Now, this was not the only attempt to bring professional basketball, even minor league basketball, to this state. There was another team, the Manchester Mill Rats.
Right. The Manchester Mill Rats were fairly successful. The biggest team in the league before the Mill Rats got there, again, it was a minor league team, the Vermont Frost Heaves. The Vermont Frost Heaves. Well, the Mill Rats came in, started beating up on the Frost Heaves, who had won like two or three championships already. And their games were really apparently quite raucous. I know that there was a report of at least one game that two players were let go from the Mill Rats afterwards because they were involved in so much brawling during the game. And the Mill Rats had to forfeit the game to Vermont. One of the last years, a bunch of teams dropped out. The Mill Rats were close to making it into the playoffs, so the owners of the league actually flew them to places like Singapore so they would have enough games to play to qualify for the playoffs.
Carbone says minor league basketball never took off in New Hampshire. There was a feeling this was hockey country. But other sports have done well. Baseball, for example. In fact, Carbone notes Nashua's Holman Stadium, now home to a college-level team called the Silver Knights, was also home to baseball history.
Holman Stadium was the first ballpark in America, the modern era where two black professional baseball players played. Don Newcomb was a fire-blowing pitcher, and Roy Campanella was a tremendous catcher. I think they're both in the Hall of Fame. And they played on the Nashua Dodgers, which was a minor league team associated with the Brooklyn Dodgers at the time. And they both became teammates of Jackie Robinson.
And while New Hampshire today is firmly ensconced within Red Sox Nation, Carbone says there was a time when the local minor league team was affiliated with the New York Yankees.
There were two different incarnations of the Manchester Yankees. The more interesting one was the last one, because the guy who owned it, after he owned the team for about a year, and they did pretty good, he wound up being in the position where he had to rid himself of the team. He had been appointed to the Red Sox board of directors. And in those days, well, probably now, still you can't own parts of two teams. He couldn't sell the team, so he gave it away. And two people, one of them being Ken Kale, the father of the guy who's now the Manchester Monarchs broadcaster, and a friend of his stepped forward and took over the Manchester Yankees.
We tend to think of sports in New Hampshire as a regional thing. We talk about the New England Patriots or Red Sox Nation. And it sounds like you're saying that if you know where to look, there is a distinct and very unique New Hampshire sports tradition.
There is, and it's usually not too far above VFW baseball. It's just local guys who are trying to have a good time. Now, of course, these college teams are not local guys, but they get adopted by the local community in Laconia and Keene. Kind of what we think about when we think about when we watch the Red Sox, we think we know Dustin Pedroia and Big Poppy. We don't really know them, but you know, you can see the guys on the Laconia Muskrats down at the gas station once a week or so.
You can read Ray Carbone's look at New Hampshire's long, colorful history with minor league sports at nhpr.org.